place up and come forward here, you pick it. Pick it in your sack. Then you take it in the house or to where you keep it. No matter what house, just before you keep it.
So keep it in the barn, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you've got to keep it dry until you get ready to take it to the gin.
Did you have a gin around here somewhere?
Up at Cahuddy.
Up here at Cahuddy, there's a gin. Then there's one down here at Prater.
Oh, I saw
where,
that.
Where you cross the creek down there. That used to be a place of gin and placed. We went down there with a wheat, made a wheat ground there and corn ground there and made meal.
Uh-huh. What did you call the grass that grew in the cotton fields? You call it anything special? Just
weeds and grass.
Is that all? Just
what we call crabgrass.
Crabgrass?
Yeah.
Is that crabgrass kind of
wheat. Uh-huh. It did come up. You didn't have soil, it just come up.
Uh-huh. What kind of crops did you raise besides cotton and wheat?
Corn.
Did you grow corn in a big field or in little small ones or?
Well, I worked 5-10 acres.
What is a field? What size field? You know, and is a field a real big piece of land?
Yes.
What do you call a small piece of land?
A plot. A little plot.
And do you have when you have a real small piece of land? Sometimes you know. It's that you grow a lot of different things in? Do you have any special?
That's a garden.
That's a garden?
Yeah, that's a garden.
I see.
Yeah.
And?
I don't know what you got down there or not.
They have all these things, you know, the different changes and stuff, the different things people call them, and I just.
Oh, a garden's like that right down there.
Uh-huh. What did you grow in the garden? Just different things?
Anything beans.
Anything?
Yeah. Just anything.
Potatoes, corn, beans, okra, tomatoes, everything. Everything was put on tape nearly.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a special kind of fence around your garden made out of wood? Or, you know, those pretty fences that are made out of wood? The
picket fence.
Back when I was a boy, they call them picket fence. They split them out of wood.
Uh-huh.
Nail them up and down. Make them about 4 inches wide.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make them yourself?
No, I never made none of them.
Did you paint those?
No.
Were those the kinds you painted?
They never took time to paint them. We didn't out in the country.
Uh-huh.
Some people that was rich painted them, but we.
And back then they raised cane. Make sorghum out of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had sorghum. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they about quit that now. They used to raise about sorghum through here, a lot of cane.
Uh-huh.
Had sorghum mills. Grind it. Make sorghum.
Uh-huh. Did you, when you made your fences, you know, and you put up your fences nowadays, you said you used, what kind of, that was in squares, was that, what kind of fencing is that?
I've got
rail fence.
That's rail fence way back on there.
And now you use,
Now it's wire fence.
Mm-hmm. And
post.
Yeah, and how do, you know, how many of those do you have? How many posts do you have?
How many?
Do you have one at each corner and, you know, in a small field?
Didn't you see that fence right out there the other side of the house?
I think I did.
Well,
I saw the fence right here.
I see one from right here. I was just wondering how wide was the spacing between the, you know.
You mean the post?
Mm-hmm.
About 12 feet apart. Uh-huh. Something like that.
Seems
right
like
out here you can see.
Uh-huh.
That fence right there.
You have to have a slanted things to keep the posts up?
Yeah, that's braces.